So let's review. In the previous daf, the Mishnah taught, there are three circumstances in which a woman who caused the halacha to compel her husband to divorce her still receives her ksuba. The first case is hoyimeris tameanilach. She says that she had been defiled and therefore forbidden to her husband. The Gemara now explains this halacha in response to a shaila posed by Rava. Badiklon Rava. Is the wife of a kohen who is defiled entitled to a ksuba? Do we say, Einis legabi kohen kirotzen legabi Yisrael dami, an eshes Yisrael who is unfaithful is forbidden to her husband and does not receive a ksuba? Since an eshes kohen who is violated is also forbidden to her husband, perhaps ein leksuba, she also loses her rights to her ksuba. Or, matzi amrele, anoho chazina, vagabahu dinestach vasadeu. She can argue that since it was ba'inis, she would be permitted to her husband if he was a Yisrael. It is his status as a kohen which causes them to be forbidden, and therefore, yesh leksuba, she is entitled to her ksuba. The Gemara asserts that this can be readily proven from our Mishnah. Tmei anilach yesh leksuba. What are the circumstances? Beratzin, klum yesh leksuba. If she was willingly unfaithful, she certainly loses her ksuba. Ba'inis, mikomitzra. If she was unwillingly violated, and Eishes Yisrael does not become forbidden ba'inis. Evidently, we're discussing an Eishes Kain ba'inis, and the Mishnah clearly states, yesh leksuba. The Gemara now attempts to prove from our Mishnah another aspect of a woman's credibility. Ibailahu amr labaila girashtani mahu. May a woman remarry if she contradicts her husband and claims that they were divorced. Rav Amnuna says that she is believed, because even according to the Mishnah Achreina, the Chazal only suspected a woman of fabricating the story of Tamei Anilach because Yad Debaila Lo Yadala. She knows that her husband does not know whether she is saying the truth. Therefore, Loi Mehamna, she's not believed. Similarly, in the case of a Shemayim Beini Beincha as well, Nehi Debebiya Yada, Beyer Kechetz Miyada, he may not be aware of his impotence. Mishem Hochi Meshakr, therefore the Mishnah Achorina says, Loi Mehamna, she's not believed. However, in our case, we assume a woman would not brazenly contradict her husband to his face to claim that he divorced her if it's not true. Therefore, Mehemna, she is believed. Rava, on the other hand, takes the opposite approach. Even according to the Mishnah Rishayna, a woman who claims to Me'anilach receives her ksuba only because Lo'yavide Livzuya Nafsha. She would not otherwise publicly shame herself by inventing such a story. Therefore, Mehemna, she is believed. Similarly, in the case of a Shemayim Beini Beincha, Kivin Delei Sagi Delei Amre Ein Yerik Echetz, since she must reveal exactly how she knows of her husband's impotence, she would be embarrassed to articulate it if it were not true. And therefore, the Mishnah Rishayna says Mehemna she is believed. However, in our case, Zimnin the Tokev Lo Min Gavra Me'iza Me'iza, she may be sufficiently upset with her husband to say an outright lie. Therefore, Le Mehemna, she's not believed. The Gemara next records several incidents in which a woman claimed to have been defiled, and the Chacham ruled, Lesba Mashasha, she's not believed, because we suspect Einea Nostan Ba'achar, she wanted to get out of her marriage in order to marry someone else. Hanulach Ve'ela Nedarim, Ve'slikila Masechdis Nedarim, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 11th parak and Masechdis Nedarim, and we'll begin Masechdis Nazir in the next year, Be'ezras Hashem.